USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt for a Florida woman allegedly infatuated with Columbine High School, who forced schools in Denver to close after threatening violence, came to an end Wednesday morning after authorities say she was found dead in the mountains west of Denver. Former FBI Assistant Director Bill Gavin tells Fox News, based on what we know right now, the schools in Denver made a good decision to close based on the threats.
All the schools need to be notified. Parents need to be notified. And it appears that everybody did the right thing in the Colorado school districts out there to keep the kids at home. If you're going to make a mistake, make it in favor of something good happening, not something bad happening.
President Trump is offering his condolences to Pope Francis after the disastrous fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Trump tweeted that he spoke to the Pope by phone and had a wonderful conversation. The president also referred to the fire as horrible and destructive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
With Congress on recess, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is over in Europe. She spoke today in Ireland, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Europe as Congress is on a vacation. She spoke today before the Parliament of Ireland and discussed the tragedy.
With the tragic fire in one of the greatest jewels of faith, history, and civilization, Notre Dame de Paris, we pray and extend our gratitude to the brave firefighters who controlled the damage as much as it was and were able to save lives in many of the wonders of that cathedral.
Pelosi, who is Roman Catholic, says this is sort of a central place of faith. President Trump is predicting that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden will be the finalists among Democrats in the 2020 presidential race. In a tweet earlier on Wednesday, President Trump referred to Sanders as crazy and Biden as sleepy. Biden has not announced he's running for president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
U.S. attorneys are announcing the biggest prescription law enforcement bust ever in the opioids crisis. Speaking today in Cincinnati, Assistant Attorney General for Ohio, Brian Benchowski, announces the charges against 60 defendants in multiple states.
Today's takedown represents the single largest prescription opioid law enforcement operation in history, with the highest number of medical professionals ever charged by the department for prescription opioid-related crimes.
Some students and alumni of a small evangelical Christian school in Indiana are urging the administration to disinvite Vice President Mike Pence from delivering the commencement address. So far, the school has not rescinded their invitation, to which Peter Worcester, who's a student at Taylor, says, bravo to the school.
I'm really happy. I think this is an opportunity for Taylor University to confront some big issues that are facing our nation right now. We are just so divided as a country, and I really think that this is an opportunity for us to come together, for us to heal and unify, that, you know, it's an honor to see Vice President Pence look at our university in such a great light. And I really hope that we can come together and honor this country and honor the class of 2019.
Worcester was speaking there on Fox News. Now, it is worth noting there are only 3,000 students that are enrolled in the small Christian school, which is located just outside of Indianapolis. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.